Can you imagine what it is like being forced to erase your own past?
What about my past?
What about my childhood? Shell Beach, Uncle Carl. What about this? This was blank when I found it.
You still don't understand, John. You were never a boy. Not in this place. Your entire history is an illusion, a fabrication, as it is with all of us. You made those drawings happen with your gift.
You say they brought us here. From where?
I'm sorry. I don't remember. None of us remember that. What we once were. What we might have been. Somewhere else. Else. Else.
Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. What's up, people? What's going on? Gotta give shout outs and props to all the players, man, the Mac City citizens. Once again, welcome to the podcast, man, that many other podcasters, many prominent ones, listen to, but won't fucking admit it. Yes, this is the internet's best kept secret, bruh. You know what I mean? We doing what we motherfucking gotta do to educate niggas on certain things, man, for real. Good Lord, man. Well, I'm just coming on here, man. I don't know how long this is gonna be, but I just felt the need, you know, to clarify something, man. You know, when it comes to me and Tony, especially me, you know, I'm not so much speaking for Tony, but I think I can speak for Tony in this regard, man, because basically, me and him, we are students of the art of war. We are totally immersed in martial warfare, man, martial combat, whether it be on the physical side or whether it be on the mental side, man. And that's why we can go, you know, come together and we can talk about shit like the rebel flag and General Lee and the generals or the soldiers that fought in the South, you know what I mean? And we can give them props on their strategic genius. You know what I mean? Emotion has no part or has no play in how we see this shit. You know what I mean? We're not looking at the political affiliation. We're not looking at the moral aspect of what they were fighting for. We're merely looking at the, like I say, the martial aspect of it or the war aspect of it. Oh, my God, man. I swear, man, you know, a lot of niggas, they just got their panties on, man. They cannot understand. They can't comprehend. How come, why y'all's talking good about the self and the flag? And, oh, fuck. Man, it's really getting hard, man. It's really, like I said, the dumbing down process is fucking, is fierce out here. It's brutal, man. You know, how a nigga can sit down and listen to that whole show that we did and think that, like I said, we're giving kudos and props to their political affiliations. And we condemn that in the goddamn podcast. But we gave props to the martial warfare aspect of the general, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, simple-mindedness is run amok, man. That's what a lot of you niggas need to do, man. Y'all need to learn how to divest yourself of that emotional fuck shit, man. And look at shit for what it is, man. You know, if you're getting your ass whooped, if you're getting your ass creamed by somebody, you know what I mean? It's advantageous to you to look at it and be like, wow, I think I need to learn how to do that. I think I need to mirror some of those tactics that this motherfucker is using. No, but niggas seem to be incapable of doing that. You all hung up, you know, on the moralistic issues, and you all hung up on the political aspects of the shit. Me and Tony, we not them type of niggas, man. You know, if we look at something and someone's doing some high power shit on the warfare side, we take note. Like, damn, I think I need to learn them tactics. Them tactics, they the truth, man. God damn. They doing shit like a boss over there. I think I need to go ahead, sit down, and take some notes. Why is that so hard to comprehend, man? Why you niggas so stupid? Oh, make it stop. Please make it stop. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as simple as that, man. I give two fucks, man. Where the knowledge comes from, you know, like I said, from a martial warfare standpoint, if the individual is white, the individual is black, if he's Asian, whatever culture he came from, if he putting down some boss shit, man, I'm going to take notes. Man, come on, man. A lot of y'all don't want to take no notes. You refuse to look at the shit for what it is. If a motherfucker got a better way of practicing warfare, and a lot of you niggas, y'all always bumping your gums about, you know, we at war. We at war. We at war. Well, I can't tell. I don't see none of you niggas in the war college. I don't see none of y'all taking notes from the best who's ever played the goddamn game when it comes to war, which is the goddamn Caucasian. The fuck is wrong with y'all, man? It's hard. It's not easy doing this shit, man. It is not easy doing this shit because we run into idiots, man. Just proud to be idiots. Fuck, man. Seriously. So I'd like to get on here and, you know, I'd like to reiterate that, man. It's like we talk about we talk about martial arts. You know, the whole concept of knowing how to conduct warfare. And all you niggas can think about is, they was enslaving us. Yeah, okay. That don't have shit to do with what we talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? We've already covered that end of it. But let me get off that, man, because like I said, even when I did the show, when I was talking about how I had that old-ass racist white man, check this out, man. Okay. Oh, my God. Put your thinking caps on, children's. Kiddies, put your thinking caps on. Check this out. Because evidently the whole concept of losing the battle to win the war is a concept that's lost to niggas. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, in order to win a long protracted war, you're going to make some sacrifices, man. You're going to lose some battles. You know what I'm saying? In order to take 10 steps forward, sometimes you got to take 3 steps back. You know what I'm saying? And so when I was talking about me being in the prison, and it was clearly a setup move when I just talked about this latest situation. The administration wanted to get rid of me. They didn't like me. They said I was too cool with the black inmates. So they put me in a block with a white racist CO and a bugged out crazy ass old racist white inmate. Okay, so from the jump, me being the genius that I am, sorry to recap this, but there's some things maybe I left out. Maybe some of you motherfuckers, you know, y'all just can't wrap your mind around and shit. But going into the block, I knew it was a setup. I knew it was a setup. Why do you have me in a block with one CO and one inmate? Okay, you can have me outside, you know, patrolling and having me supervise 100 inmates. You know, but for some reason, you want me in this block where I'm not even needed? I'm not needed in here. There's only one fucking inmate in here. You got one CO in there already, and then you got one bugged out ass crazy crack inmate. You don't need anybody else in here, but they put me in there, right? So from the jump, I know it's a setup. I know what they're trying to do, okay? So from the jump, when all the racial slurs start popping, you know, it almost seems scripted. I don't know. I'm just like, damn, it's like every day I'm coming in here and this motherfucker, he, you know, nigger this, nigger that, nigger this, nigger that, while the racist CO is smirking and laughing and looking at me. You know what I'm saying? It's a fucking setup. It's obvious it's a goddamn setup. Now, some of you fucking, you idiot-ass niggas out there, oh, man, ain't no way no motherfucker gonna be calling me no nigga, man. He ain't gonna be calling me no nigga, man. I'm a motherfucking show that nigga what's up, man. I'm like, all right, nigga, do you. I'm not telling you that you gotta be me. I'm not telling you you gotta react like me. But I'm the big picture nigga, man. Shit, I play for big stakes. I'm in this bitch to provide for my family, make sure they got food, clothing, and shelter, and I'm not about to let no rednecks fuck that up, you feel me? It's not gonna happen. And not to mention the fact that, of course, just from day one, when I came out my mama's womb, man, like I said, I've always been a solo type nigga. I've always gone heads up with the multitudes or the masses. I've always gone up against superior forces, you know what I'm saying? And in doing that, you have to adopt certain strategies in order to survive, in order to come out on top. And you never meet a superior force with brute strength. You never meet a superior force with brute strength. It requires cunning. It requires guile. It requires wisdom. You feel me? And that's what a lot of niggas seem to be lacking these days, man. It's just, you know, you want to go up against everything with brute strength. And, nigga, you don't have it. You know, you don't have the numbers and you don't have the fortitude. You ill-equipped to go against the war machine of the Caucasian. You know what I mean? And that's why you need to adopt certain other strategies that help you circumvent the fuck shit and become victorious. You know what I mean? But like I said, it was a set-up move. These motherfuckers trying to set me up. Shit. So for me to just let that motherfucker continuously call me nigga to my face for damn near 2 weeks, that was a victory, actually. You know, that was a victory in my eyes. You know what I mean? And they seen it as a loss also because they didn't get rid of me. They didn't get rid of me. I played checkers with that motherfucker, and that was symbolic in itself. I would have played him in chess, but he didn't understand chess. Once again, symbolic. That was a very symbolic move I did. I don't even know if y'all even caught that shit. But he didn't know how to play chess. None of them motherfuckers really knew how to play chess. I knew how to play chess. You know what I mean? So even though there was a chess set there, I couldn't play them chess because they didn't know how to play chess. They couldn't comprehend the whole concept of it and shit. So I ended up playing them checkers while at the same time actually playing chess in my mind. And I beat them at their own game. Beat them at their own game. And consequently, that old ass racist white man, he became one of my best confidential informants. Yes. After all, like I said, after that situation where he warned me not to go down and not to fuck with the phone, he stayed in my block for like 3 more years. And, you know, he had certain inroads. He had certain information that he was privy to because, you know, he walked how they walk and he talked like how they talk. And, the racist administration would say all sorts of racist shit in front of him. You know what I mean? Because they felt that, of course, he's one of us. But shit, if I went up there and I asked him certain things about certain officers or certain administrative peoples, he would spill his guts to me. He would tell me what was going on and how it was going to go down. You feel me? Shit. So motherfucker, don't tell me, you know, I punches him in the face. Ain't nobody going to cause me, nigga. Man, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. Niggas got to grow the fuck up, man. I got to grow the fuck up. You can't go against a superior force with brute strength. You get crushed. And that's what y'all be asking me to do. You ask me to expose myself and destroy myself at the same time. Not gonna happen, partner. ain't gonna happen. Shit, this shit is motherfucking crazy. I don't believe some of you niggas. You know? Like, just like how we was talking about on the last show, how this whole Cosby shit, like, niggas don't read. You know, motherfuckers just going ham on Cosby. He raped it at them. See, he admitted that he raped and he drugged them. Like, did y'all read the article? Did you read the article? No, you didn't read the fucking article. So, you know, it's kind of like the answers can be in front of a nigga face. But even though it's in front of his goddamn face, he still don't get it. He still doesn't get the information. But it's right there in front of you. But you refuse to look at the shit, nigga. I'm the type of cat, man, where I'll see the information in front of my face and I'll take heed to it. It's kind of like driving and you see a stop sign and you ignore the stop sign. And then you end up in a goddamn accident, man. You niggas is, y'all running the stop sign. What I'm saying. Stop running the stop sign, man. Read. Read. Motherfucker, read. Jesus, it hurts. It hurts.
Stop it. I have been on the road for the last 5 months. I don't know, man. I just really thinking the worst of people. Really am. You see some of the animals. Some of the animals I see. Like, I was in the airport the other day, right? I'm sitting there waiting for my flight, just hating my life. And this, watching this lady, she's eating Egg McMuffins, like plural. It just threw like three of them. Right down her throat, like a pelican. Just like right down her gullet. And when she was done, she wiped her face with the bag. With the bag! Not even like a gentleman, like, no, just through the corners and, yeah! And she just got a straight razor shave. Just an absolute animal. I saw this other dude, he was so out of shape, he was like trying to itch his back and he couldn't reach it. So he walked up to a support pole that was holding up an entire floor of the airport and just walks up and he just starts like rubbing up against it. Like a grizzly bear, just sitting there. Just a fucking animal. Dude, I am so pro swine flu, it's like ridiculous. I want it. We need a plague. I'm telling you, we need a plague. It's gotta happen. And don't be afraid. It's only gonna kill the weak. You know? Seriously, put on a sweater. Take some vitamins. You gotta be fine. You gotta let Mother Nature do her thing, man. She keeps trying to help us out, and we won't let her do it. Keeps trying to thin the herd every single time. We're like, oh, go down and get your vaccination. Why? Why? So Egg McMuffin Lady can breed with the back fat guy, you know? Gotta happen. You gotta let it do it. Seriously, plague, it's like nature's forest fire, you know? Just let it burn out all the dead wood. No, I swear to God, we're the only species that saves the weak. We really are. Lions don't do that shit, you know? Lion gets a little thorn in his paw and everybody says, oh, let's have an intervention. How are you feeling? Is everything all right? You need some penicillin? And it's like, fuck him. That's why there's no traffic on the Serengeti. Not a bunch of lions just standing there in gridlock. Like, what the fuck is going on up there? Dude, go! Just fucking go! Our lady, you get up there, there's some hyena licking his balls. Like, oh, that was a big holdup, right? Like, you never saw that before. Well, by all means, slow down and look at it.
Uptown with the Harlem crew, live at the barbecue, decked out like an army troop. Camouflage, gosh, I just got the car hand washed. the Million Man March, that goes by the name of William N. Large, Professor, the best of Isley Brothers, banging out the system. Whatever, yo, it was inevitable, seen it clear something like a year ago. Prophetic, prophetic, real, official, and authentic. Some words that describe, it's a new day, just dropped my girl at a job. Now I'm off to the office, jetting on the highway to add on to the opulence. Stay tilling the crops. I'm a John Bound graduate, driving down Sedgwick Avenue. B-boy salute the admiral. Prince Infinite Love of Law was the attribute. Many moons ago, I realized that life's not a Broadway musical. The rules and code of the streets is what I went by since the group home. Wore two-tone jeans and Lees and BVDs. Even shot with EBTs. Can't tell me about the struggle. Pin that ass to the grass and jump off the turnbuckle. God told me my luck will change once I flee the cage and start thinking long range. Ever since then, I commenced to paddle on mad strong and add on to the opulence.
Been doing it all my life, man, and I know how to do it, and I know how to play it, man, you feel me? So, please, man, and this is, a lot of times I feel I have to clarify this when I really shouldn't, because, you know, if you one of my partners, and you one the Mac City Players, Mac City Citizens, you know I'm not talking to you, you know, if the shoe fit, motherfucking wear it, man, but for the most part, every now and then, I get new motherfuckers to come over here, not expecting to hear what the fuck they hear, and they, you know, it just kind of blows their mind. It just that I push their wig back, and they just can't comprehend the shit that they listening to, man. He, you did what? You let such and such do what? You accepted what? Man, once again, I'm gonna give y'all that whole phrase once again, man. It's like, look, sometimes you got to lose the battle to win the war. Simple concept. You know, when it comes to the art of war, martial combat, but niggas ain't students of the game like that, man. You feel me? So that's what me and Tony, we bring to the table. We bring into you the art of motherfucking war, man. All right? So when we say shit that's just kind of off the cuff, I mean, it might be off the cuff to you, you know what I'm saying? To a motherfucker that's not, hasn't studied his lessons and shit. But look, man, number one, we not on here, we not trying to get y'all to like us. We gives two fucks if you like us, man. We ain't trying to sell you no motherfucking DVDs. We ain't trying to sell you jack shit, man. We don't have to put our finger up and see which way the goddamn wind blow, you feel me? We gonna just tell you what the fuck it, we gonna tell you what the fuck it is, man. Y'all understand that shit? We gonna tell you what time it is. Shit. And you can take it or leave it. Just seems to be really hard, man, for motherfuckers to just be just accountable for their actions. Everything is just a blame game. I'm sick of it, man. I did it for like 20 years, and I'm not gonna do it anymore. And I'm not gonna feed y'all that shit no more, man. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna partake in that shit. That sort of shit gets you nowhere, man. absolutely get you nowhere. I don't know, maybe you have to have a military mindset to even comprehend what I'm saying, but you know, most cats I know who are in the military or who have been in the military know what I'm talking about when the no excuses policy is the order of the day. And that's how you get shit done. I remember vividly, all you know, through my military training, man, where these motherfuckers would tell me to do the most craziest shit, and I would just tell them, like, man, there's no way I can do that. There's no way that's going to happen. I remember one time I got in trouble, right? It was like, oh yeah, they caught me sleeping on guard duty. It's called fire guard watch. These motherfuckers caught me sleeping on guard duty. And they said, okay, you know, just how they talk about in the movies, where you get in trouble, you got to peel potatoes in the mess hall and shit. Well, that's what actually happened. They told me that I had to peel potatoes in the mess hall. Well, check this shit out. These motherfuckers, they had a bin set up with 500 potatoes. 500 fucking potatoes. And they told me that I had like 3 hours to peel these, peel 500 potatoes. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, no, it's not gonna happen. That's 500 potatoes, man. You know, I'm just doing the math in my head. I'm like, I'm not gonna be able to do this. And so my drill sergeant said, well, either you get done with these potatoes, these 500 potatoes in 3 hours, or you'll be here the next day doing another 500 potatoes. And if you don't get done then we'll come back and we'll keep doing it until you get it in your mind that these 500 potatoes will get peeled in 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, man, there's no way I'm going to be able to peel these 500 potatoes in goddamn 3 hours, man. It's a lot of goddamn potatoes, man. You know what I mean? Shit. But, you know, lo and behold, man, I peeled them motherfucking potatoes. I peeled them goddamn potatoes, man. And I peeled them real good. It wasn't no half-ass job either. Shit, I don't know if y'all ever had, you know, the potato peelers, man, but shit, I was a potato peeling motherfucker, man. Shit, I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna be able to do these motherfucking 500, man, in 3 hours. Once the drill sergeant told me, nigga, you gonna be here every day for the rest of your life peeling 500 potatoes until you accomplish your mission. You know what I mean? Just simple shit like that. Something you just, it's like, there's no way I can do that. It's not gonna happen. Shit, nigga, if you wanna get your mission accomplished, and if you want to get these drill sergeants off your back, you gonna make it happen. Shit. So I mean, come on, man. This is the culture that we need to adopt. The no excuses, the no excuse for failure philosophy. None. Shit. I don't want to hear how the white man brainwashed you. I don't want to hear how he tricked you. Because within those very statements, you keep acknowledging the fact that you're stupid. You keep acknowledging the fact that the cracker is smarter than you. He plays the chess and you play the checkers. Once again, symbolic, going back to the prison. You niggas, man, come on, man. No more. The buck has to stop with you. No more excuses. No more pity parties. You know, do you want some wine to go with that cheese, nigga? I'm sick of this shit. And the more motherfuckers just keep telling you it's okay to whine and bitch. You know, it's one thing to whine and bitch, but, you know, a lot of niggas, majority of niggas just whine and bitch and don't do shit about it. I can see you saying something, you know, about injustice or whatever, but, you know, put some shit in action. Niggas is all talking, no motherfucking action, man. You know what I'm saying? So then the next question probably would be, well, nigga, what have you done? What have you... Well, number one, I'm not whining and bitching about white supremacy. I'm good, nigga. You know what I mean? It's you niggas that's just dissatisfied with shit. You feel me? Shit, I fully understand where I'm at and what's going on. The populace is majority white. This whole spot was really set up by white folks, so it's understandable that they gonna put shit up that's gonna cater to them, their wants and their needs. I ain't hating on that shit. It is what it is, man. But you know, I've done little things in my life to try and, like I said, try and make things right. Like I said, at the prison, I was the spook that sat by the door. Shit. Listen to this white man call me nigga for a couple weeks. But I endured that, of course, you know, to feed my family and take care of my family, but also to try and help the brothers that was incarcerated in there. And yes, as much as I talk shit about them niggas that was in there was a lot of good dudes in there, and I helped a lot of good dudes, man. For real. I mean, I did a whole bunch of illegal ass shit. You know, it wasn't no illegal shit as far as like drugs and dope, but I was a smuggler, man. I would smuggle all sorts of shit in there, man. I would smuggle some shit out. Sometimes you had brothers that was fucked up in the game and the administration was doing some real racist fuck shit to them, and they couldn't get word out, you know, to their people about what was going on. You know, they couldn't mail shit out. They couldn't get on the phone. Shit, you know, and if a motherfucker was righteous, and I knew he was righteous, I'm like, fuck that. Give me the letter. I'll take it out, you know, and I'll tell your people what's going on. You know, major no-no in corrections. You don't do shit like that. You feel me? Well, I was the spook that sat by the door, nigga. You know? And once again, if I would have been, you know, one of you reactionary niggas and, oh, man, you ain't gonna call me nigga to my face. I'ma do this. I'ma do that. Yeah. You know, beating your chest. You know, that shit would have never happened. I would have never been in a position to help them cats, man. Because I would have been fired. I would have been gone. You know, I would have, you know, that would have been giving the administration exactly what the fuck they wanted. Get rid of another brother, right, that had some sense. But of course, if I would have fell for that bullshit ass setup, of course I wouldn't have. What kind of sense do I have? That would have definitely shown I ain't had no fucking sense, man. Shit. So, I mean, just shit like that, man. You know, helping the brothers inside the pen whenever I could. Of course, doing foster care and adopting boys and taking care of, you know, all sorts of children and other people's children. And, you know, of course, you know, I mean, like I said, I did that TV show for like damn near 10 years in Dayton, Ohio, you know, planting seeds of evolution. And of course, the only real blight would probably be my porn site. But even that in itself, you know, you learn a lot of life lessons. Even in the porn site, man. You know, it's the thinking man's porn. You know, that's the only thing, really, that you could probably point to and say, you know, that I'm full of devilishment. You know, but, man, I've done plenty of things. I put my neck on the chopping block to show and prove, you know, to show who I am and what I'm about. But I'm not necessarily harping on that shit because, like I said, I'm not really looking to, prove the white man is this or the white man is that. You know, it is what it is. Whoever come against me, be you white or black, just understand and know that you're dealing with a strategist. You're dealing with a tactician.
I think it's weird how, like, human beings are trying to control the population of animals, you know? Like, anytime the deer population gets out of control, some dude would literally get on TV and be like, all right, the deer population is up to about 1,800. Realistically, we need to get that number down about 5-6 of them, all right? So start them off, you got a gun, fucking shoot one in the face. I'm just sitting at home like, what are the deer doing that's so bad for the environment, you know? They're gonna eat all the fucking grass. They're coming up to trees, just nibbling. Just nibbling. Dude, the deer didn't put a hole in the ozone layer, all right? That's not a bunch of dogs clogging up the freeways. It's us, right? We can fuck all we want. No one's gonna stop it. You could have 15 kids, have a 16th on the way. No one's gonna get on TV and be like, all right, Paul is still fucking. Starting them off, you got a gun, fucking shoot him in the face. Do what you gotta do, this guy, he's out of control. No, it's great. It's great, man. You can just keep banging away. You can just keep banging away, making one useless, mediocre, not gonna invent shit kid after another. No, I don't understand people like that. Say, don't you realize after your third loser kid, you don't have the DNA to make somebody special? It's like, what are you doing? All you're doing, you're just making more in the way people just walking around, looking up at shit as you're trying to get down the sidewalk, you know? Oh, you know that dude, whenever you go into the deli, there's always that guy in front of you that doesn't know what he wants. Oh, what kind of bread is that? It's like, dude, stop making that fucking guy. Jesus Christ, that dude is everywhere. No, that's why I love old people. They always with their family photos, cracks me up. You always like, well, they're all proud, like, well, we had five kids, and then they all had five, and da-da-da-da. It's like, yeah, none of you did shit. I don't recognize anybody in that photo. You just made 30 people who are all taking a shit every day that ends up in a river. That's not a family photo. That's an environmental disaster, and you framed it. No, that's my solution for global warming. Everybody's talking about cars and oil. That doesn't matter. It's just too many people, you know. It's too many people doing it. Just, you know, you want to help the environment, just stop fucking. Right? I'm not saying stop fucking, but, you know, pull out. You can still have your fun, right? But you got to stop looking at babies like they're these cute things, all right? They're not. They are cute, but most of them are just going to grow up. They're just going to end up being another shithead in like an SUV that doesn't pull out far enough into the intersection, right? Now you got to wait a whole nother light to make a left, and you're just sitting there losing your shit, screaming at your windshield at this dude who didn't need to exist. It's like, there's no reason for that guy. We got that guy. I don't know. That's my plan. They should just make babies illegal for like the next like 25, 30 years, right? That'd be great. Think about it. Somebody's born, three people born every second to one person dying, right? So if you're not making anybody, it's like, bam, somebody just died, right? Somebody just fell down some stairs. Somebody just tripped over a skateboard, right? And you know what? Fucking lanes just opening up on the highway, right? You know, you get to work a little sooner. You're in a better mood. Dude, you get it down to like 30,000 people. 30,000 people will be the shit. Right? Super Bowl comes around, everybody can go. Right? Everybody can go. 22 you get to play. The odds of you making it in the NFL, it's ridiculous. Dude, even if you suck, you could block on punts. You'd be like a wedge breaker, or maybe be that guy holding the first down marker, like, yeah, I'm fucking doing something. You wouldn't have to recycle. Dude, if there was 30,000 people, man, everybody here, you could literally drive your own tank. You could drive a tank, you could throw toxic waste out the top. You could shoot a bald eagle right in the head. There's plenty of them. Plenty of them. Dude, they're shitting all over my tank. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Look, people, I don't read, okay? Seriously, none of my shit is researched, you know? But out of all the bullshit I'm talking up here, I think I'm onto something with this, you know? It's like I'm eliminating people, but like no one has to die. That's it, just stop making... Dude, we're gonna end up like China. They got like over 1 billion people, just jam-packed. Every day is like the subway. People just standing there, you can't even fall asleep. Oh, shit, sorry about that. Just jam-packed. You never think about that shit? Just standing there. I'm gonna be sitting there. First of all, how easy is it to get away with the crime over in China, you know? First of all, you pick somebody's pocket. You don't have to run away. You just fucking weave your way back into the crowd. Just fucking stand over here. Guy's standing like, dude, somebody just took my wallet. Dude, he's right over there. He's right there. Dude, he's got black hair. He's 5'5". He's dressed like it's in Reservoir Dogs. He's right over there. No, that's where we're going to be headed. How many more strip malls can you make? Places to get donuts and people to get their nails done. Everybody's all excited. This area is really, really exploding. It's really exploding. It's like, no, dude, people are fucking, and then they're just building more shit.
Say. No. Say.
Excursion to a place unknown, alone, didn't even bring cell phones out there, breathing that good mountain air, no cares, and I'm sincere when I say I got love for you, believe me homegirl, that's word with a capital W, we could get busy, all I want and need is you and I be alright, and focused, I wink, you throw a kiss. Out of this world is where we gon' go with this. I can feel it, come straight from the heart. Every time we together, I'm thankful to God for making us come together as one, taking us to another level. I won, finally got my ultimate girl. All the planets align with us, we in our own world.
No woman can catch the eye like you and I. In our own world, in our own world. As long as we're building, never divide. Coincide in our own world.
When I rise in the morning, you're on my mind. Horizon is soaring, I'm on cloud nine. And I could just drift through days when I'm with you. So easily all things I wanna give you. Riding out of town, you and me on the menu. Spend a few quick moments and share. I could fly to the sky just as long as you're there. Don't care about roughing, cause we're not bluffing about this. Ain't nothing monotonous relationship. Like in ancient Egypt, Chantel will sail and rise in the fall to the penthouse suite from the project hall. Wanna walk around this earth and talk about existing. And the crowd, we like whispering. Man, this love you can feel to the bone marrow. Yeah, we in our
no
own world.
No woman can catch the eye like you and I. In our own world, in our own world. As we're building, never divide. Coincide in our own world.
Okay. Someone's calling me. Y'all may have to hold on a minute. Jesus, man. Phone won't stop ringing. I'm sorry, my train of thought is here. It's all over the place because I got all kind of people calling my fucking iPhone while I'm trying to record this show. Yeah, man, the whole concept of accountability is lost on niggas, man. You know, it could be seen, you know, throughout the culture. It's prevalent throughout nigga culture, man. You know, it can even be seen, of course, in your religion. You know, motherfuckers do not want to take responsibility for anything. They don't want to pay the cost to be the boss. Niggas don't want to do it. You know what I mean? Like I said, it could be even seen in your religion. The whole concept of Jesus dying on the cross for your sins, you know. I mean, think about that shit, man. Like I said, I always told y'all, man, no real man is going to co-sign that fuck shit. You know what I mean? I'm just talking about in real life. Like, if I do something that's really fucked up, and that whatever action I did or I partook in, I'm not expecting to reap the repercussions of it. You know what I mean? I want to go ahead and lay that cost or that blame on the next nigga. You feel me? I'm not man enough to own up to what the fuck I did. You know what I mean? I want somebody else to pay the cost. You know what I mean? I want somebody else to pay the price for my sins. You know what I mean? On some real life shit. Now, like I said, if you meet any nigga in real life and he has that sort of philosophy, you know, you say that's a bitch ass nigga. You know what I mean? But the black man as a whole, the black race as a whole, especially in America, with this Eurocentric style of Christianity, nigga, once again, it translates into bitch-assness. It translates into bitch-assness. I'm sorry. I know this hurts your feelings. You know, and I lose a lot of motherfucking partners this way. But nigga, I mean, seriously, anytime you asking the next man to bear your burdens or to pay your sins or, you know, reap the consequences and repercussions of the fuck shit that you do, that's bitch assness, man. And this is prevalent within the whole psyche of the nigga, man. The nigga, he wants everybody to, you know, have a pity party for him, and he don't want to be able to pay any kind of cost for what the fuck he does. You know, he gotta have a scapegoat. You know what I mean? And we have to have a culture where that's not cool. That shit's got to go. It's gotta go. It is the only way out of this bullshit. But no, niggas will cling to their scapegoat-ass religion. They will cling to their bitch-ass religion, man. That's what it is. I don't care. What you, it hurts your feelings, I know. But like I said, if you met any kind of nigga, man, in real life, and that's all he did, man, is put his sins on the next nigga. You know what I mean? Is this motherfucker like, I didn't pay my rent today. I didn't pay my car note today. You know what I mean? But, you know, he going around asking every other nigga, you know, like, let me get some money so I can pay my rent. Let me get some money so I can pay my car note. You know what I mean? This nigga, he ain't going to work every day. He not making the money that's needed to basically, you know, take care of himself. He's expecting the next nigga to take care of him. He's expecting the next nigga to flip the bill for his existence. You would say that's a lame ass nigga. You know, but once again, the black man, the black race as a collective, as a whole in America, this is the mindset. This is the mind state. You want the next nigga to flip the bill for your fuckery. You want to put it all on Jesus. never that. Not the Fat Mac nigga, not me. But, you know, I'm the coon. I'm the Uncle Tom. Right. The nigga that's adopted. The nigga that did foster care. The nigga that put his neck on the chopping block in the prison, smuggling out fucking scribes and letters to people's families, letting them know that the KKK or the rednecks, you know, was skull fucking them. You know what I mean? Shit. The nigga that did 10 years on TV, spitting all sorts of shit, getting bomb threats at the TV station. You know what I mean? Fuck. I mean, I could go on and on all the you know, my resume speaks for itself, my nigga. You know what I mean? But anyway, like I said, and now, of course, I'm doing the podcast. You know, it's my first love spitting this shit, man. Because I'm a warrior by nature. I've always gone heads up against the multitude, against the masses. Not bragging. I'm just saying that's how I'm cut, nigga. You know what I mean? So once again, I get on here. I'm not expecting anybody to like me. Or to adore me, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not putting my finger up expecting, I'm not trying to see which way the wind blow on shit. I'm gonna just spit it. I'm gonna just put it out there and, you know, if you can fuck with it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not telling you how to react. If you wanna be Boss Hog, you wanna be Gorilla, you wanna be Zod, nigga, you know what I mean? Solomon Grundy, you wanna beat your chest and you wanna punch every white man in the face and call you nigga, do it! Have at it. Enjoy yourself. But I'm going to let you know there's a time and a place for everything, my nigga. Time and a place for everything. For everything, there is a season. You know. And I'm a student of warfare, man. I'm a student of the art of war. And you will see it in everything I do. Well, once again, let me go ahead. I'm going to bounce. Man, I'm going to get up out of here. Good Lord, man. Make this a quick show. Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL. Hopefully y'all kind of like overstaying what I'm getting at, man. Shit. And I'm not necessarily sure how long I'm gonna keep doing these shows or these podcasts. I might take me a break. I'm getting kind of burnt out. But the thing is, you know, the media keeps throwing all sorts of fuck shit out there. So I feel it is my duty and I'm obligated to try my best to stem the tide of ignorant nigga shit, man. You know what I mean? There is no rest for the weary. I don't know, man. This is getting hard to do. Because with each year that goes by, you know, niggas just seem to get more and more fucking just retarded. I mean, stupid people are breeding out of fucking control, my nigga. I know. I hates my peoples. Once again, I didn't put a color on that concept of stupid people, now did I? I'm just saying people in general are fucking stupid. Shit. But anyway, this is the Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct. I hope I have offended someone today. That means I'm doing my fucking job. And I'm out. 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 We'll be right back.
lyrics upon the format. Filled with skill, with technique, computer ADAP. My lyrical form is clouds on your brainstorm. I get hype, think, thought, flow, acrobat. Sync the track, pump the track, dance missions. Clubs like phones, react by phone visions. Inherited more reflects on the dance floor. Blowing up and having mad people showing up. Packing crowds, jam-packed venues. Needles collapse while atmospheres continue. Sprinkle that, winning like that, moving like that, hitting like that. The melody is fat, yo, I'm on the energy source. The cosmic force with prodigy, flipping astrology. My intellect's the power. With diesel power. Blows your mind drastically, fantastically. 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 Wind spin back, rewind, diesel power. Blows your mind drastically, fantastically. It has to be automatically. Check it out, you better work it out. Change to another route. My technique, strategies, abilities, I leave cords and mics hanging like spring leaves. Do a try so fast, beyond the human eye. Lyrical tactics, vocal gymnastics, easing pepped up. You get swept up, smacked up, backed up. Your crews are cracked up. Check it slow, pick, choose quick, you can't stick. My metaphor range is strangest angles. You get tangled, twist inside of fences. Channels repeat, complete, can't compete. Check the hour texture, mind adventure. Exploit the point, enter tracks to devour. My intellects proceed with diesel power. Blows your mind drastically, fantastically. 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 Back attack the whack pack, you back to me. You don't want none, high quality action B. Still standing, damaging your other manner. Quick reverse, potent as the first verse. My amplifier blows on your world's higher. World sire, cuts like a barbed wire. Break a play, I pull up on you every day. Fast forward, I move and I swing toward. Exit load, put your brand in right mode. Select and mix, demand will perfect and fix. Heads lightly, bite me, copy, Xerox, cock and blocks. You can't knock them out there. Upbeat lifting, shifting, persistent. Intelligent kingpin, dipping astrology. As I roll with prodigy with diesel power. Blows your mind drastically, fantastically. Blows your mind drastically, fantastically. Blows your mind drastically, fantastically. Blows your mind drastically,
I'm